Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Missouri Tigers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Kyle McAravey of the News Tribune. And before we look forward to another big game for the Tigers and another kind of one that we hope is another victory, let's look back to last week's victory, which was 23-10 against South Carolina. Then 25 South Carolina. So is Missouri maybe a little bit better than we thought, or was South Carolina maybe just as overranked as we were kind of talking around last week?
Two things can be true at the same time.
Right.
I think Missouri's coming into its own. It's figuring it out as we get later into the season, and South Carolina probably shouldn't have been a ranked team. But hey,
right.
A ranked win on the road is a ranked win on the
road. Exactly. And I think that's one thing that maybe a couple weeks ago we would have been very surprised to say that was going to be a scenario. No matter what it was, what ranked team it was, a ranked team on the road, you'll take that at that point. More than anything, I think, though, it kind of evens the Tigers at 4-4 on the season now, kind of gets them back to 2-3 in the SEC. So the numbers start to look a little bit better after this point. But again, I think it's not worth overstating that we've talked about it before, but let's give all the credit to, the offense played better, but let's give all the credit to the defense again.
Absolutely.
Because this has got to be what you look at it and you go, that's the reason they won.
Well, and there's the news coming out this week is that Blake Baker, the defensive coordinator, is probably getting an extension already. So
good for him.
There you go.
Sure.
He's done a wonderful job with this defense.
Yep.
It has improved significantly over last year. It's one of the better defenses in the SEC.
Sure.
And it's done a great job of keeping Missouri in all of these games. I mean, the defense is what has carried this team.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they've absolutely been the strength.
And again, we didn't think it was maybe an outstanding South Carolina offense, but again, anytime you hold, in this day and age, a Division I program, a SEC program, to 203 total yards, you're going to go, yeah, we'll take that. That's means your defense has played very well that day.
Well, yeah, with like 40-some rushing yards,
I think.
That's an incredible performance. Teams really, other than Florida and Kansas State, and Georgia, but haven't really been able to run against Missouri all year, but that performance was fantastic.
Yeah, and the offense did just enough, had a good start, got them out to a 17-0 lead, and again, it's never going to be super pretty with them, I don't think, but it was just like, you do enough, and at this point, in some games, enough is going to be plenty.
Well, and the key last week was no turnovers.
Right.
I mean, that's, with the way the defense has been playing, if the offense can just not give the ball away,
sure,
that's going to give them a lot of chances to win.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it was, again, everybody always wants to be, more than just one-dimensional in the fact that, the passing looked a little bit better last week. You're able to throw for 224, but you're also able to rush for 143. That's where you get that nice balance where you go, okay, we're not one-dimensional. We can do a little bit of both. It's still not always the prettiest. But anytime you can do that, where you at least are giving the defense something to think about, where you go, hey, it's not just this, and it's not just this, and it's not just this guy and this guy, you become a little more dangerous.
Yeah, and I mean the passing game, a lot of screens. I think about half of the passes were screens.
Right.
But it was pretty successful on passes more than 10 yards downfield, so the deep ball worked a little bit better. The screens worked fine, and then it seems like Cody Schrader's kind of figured out how to be a Division I running back.
Right.
It looked like early in the year he was not even going to be the two.
Right.
With how he was playing the first few games, and Pete seemed to be taking the job, and we didn't see Nathaniel Pete at all last week.
Right.
Didn't get a single touch. So Schrader seems to have really taken the job and run with it. His stats weren't incredible last week, but he did exactly the job that the team needed.
Well, and I think, too, again, we knew coming in that he wasn't going to be that speed back. He was going to be more of a workhorse back. So you look at it and go, yes, 22 rushes for 81 yards. It's not glitzy. Mm-hmm. It's not a great average, but it's also like somebody where you go, hey, if we're going to need a workhorse back where we have to have you carry the ball 20 times, he's turned into that. And I think credit him from the standpoint of, yes, he did look kind of maybe overmatched or maybe just unaccustomed to the speed of this next level when you're coming from D2 to D1. Obviously, that's going to be an adjustment period.
Yeah.
I think he's figured it out a little bit more to the point where he's never going to be the guy that just sets the world on fire. But that's something where if you told me each week we're going to be able to give him a bunch of carries when we are in situations where we need some hard-fought yards, we can get him from this guy.
Well, yeah, and there's a reason that a type of running back is the 3 yards in the cloud of dust.
Sure.
If that's what he is, then great. I mean, if you can average 3 yards a carry and you get the ball every time, it's a first down.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time. That's going to march you down the field.
Yep.
So, I mean, he, like you said, it wasn't flashy. There weren't any big plays, but he did what was necessary. And that is, I think, where this offense is just like, do the minimum.
Right.
Do what is necessary.
Right.
And the defense will keep you in it.
And again, if that's what it's going to take, then yeah, let's just kind of build off that. So as opposed to last week where we kind of caught a team on the rise that had just entered the rankings, this week it's kind of the opposite where today, 11 o'clock start at Faurot Field, SEC Network, you get a Kentucky team that, yes, is still 5-3, but it was a team that was ranked a couple weeks ago and things seem to be going in the right direction for them. Everything seemed to be trending upwards. They've kind of stumbled a little bit, and now you're getting them maybe at a good time from the standpoint of you look at it and go, okay, this is not only did they get thumped pretty decisively last week by Tennessee, but it's also like, they also lost to South Carolina 3 weeks ago.
Right.
So it's a team where you look at it and go, yeah, they were ranked at one point, but they've cooled significantly since that point.
They're definitely not as good as we thought coming into the season.
Right.
I mean, Will Levis is still a fantastic quarterback. He's probably going to be the third quarterback drafted in the spring, or in the draft. And, the running back, Christian Rodriguez, I think is his name. He's, I think, got over like 3,000 yards in his career and 30-some touchdowns. He's probably going to be one of the best running backs in Kentucky history when he's done. They have a talented offense. They've got players who are very talented, but it just hasn't been moving.
I was going to ask you about that. It does seem like the parts are better than the sum, and it's almost like you go, okay, so does that maybe make them more dangerous than we think coming into this one? Because if they put it together, it could be pretty good, but we do also feel like we've got enough games at this point in the season where it just seems like they're going to be a little more like, maybe like Mizzou, a little more haphazard, where you're just like, they're just going to have to cobble something together in the games that they win.
Yeah, they definitely have the talent to kind of blow up in a game. I don't think Missouri's defense is the one that's going to allow that to happen.
Right, right.
Right? That's kind of a situation where, yeah, if they're faced up with a defense that's gives up big plays semi-regularly, then maybe they can hit on a few of them. But I don't really understand why their offense doesn't work a little better. They've had turnover issues, which is...
I was going to say, Levis has only got, 13 touchdowns to 8 interceptions.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that, if you look at him and you go, okay, what is it maybe that he's not doing? That might be the thing to me, is just the fact that, and again, you can look back and probably every interception has a different story to it, but you almost look at just a number. That's the thing that stands out to me where you go, maybe that's why they're just not as effective as they should be.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe his decision-making just isn't quite as good as people expected coming in. That could be the case. Or, like you said, maybe it's just different stories for the interceptions.
Right.
I haven't gone back and watched them.
Right.
But yeah, it seems like maybe those turnover issues are kind of the main reason Kentucky's offense isn't flowing a little better than you would expect, or better than it is to the point that you would expect. But yeah, I think, this is with a team that has as much talent on offense as Kentucky has, I think this game is going to be just straight up defense against defense, because Kentucky's defense is also pretty good.
That was my next question. So we have seen this kind of gradual sort of Missouri kind of figuring out who they are. I don't think it's ever going to be explosive, but they're kind of figuring it out better. Do we see that trend continuing this week, or how likely is that trend to continue against the defense that does look like it's pretty decent?
Yeah, I think Missouri does really seem to be kind of figuring it out as they go here, and it seems like, what needs to happen is happening more. I think this is just going to be one of those games where we've kind of talked about it on both sides already, but it's the turnover battle is going to be pretty key for this one, I think. If if Missouri, like last week, can offensively come out unscathed and then come away with a turnover or two on defense, that's probably going to make all the difference. And, I mean, the issues for Missouri's offense has been kind of the same one we've been pointing out for a few weeks. It's the finishing drives. You know, if you get a touchdown or two, that's great. But
sure.
If you're relying on Mevis to kick 3, 4, 5 field goals in a game, you know, it's just not going to put you in a position to lock down a win.
And those field goals better be from about 40 yards out, because
yeah,
he's proven that inside 40 has not been great.
It's astounding how much those wider hash marks really make a difference in college.
Yeah.
I think that's been the issue, because it's really like 20-some. It's
yeah.
not even within 40 where the problem is.
Right.
It's like a 22
yeah.
is the problem. And
exactly.
I think it's that really sharp angle from the wider hash marks.
Right.
Where in the NFL, you know, those are a lot closer and it's
sure.
more of a general shot instead
yeah.
of kicking, you know, 45 degrees to your right.
Right.
I think that must be what the issue is.
Yeah.
But it is crazy to watch
yeah.
where he's just nailing 55
right.
down the middle with plenty of leg and then just seemingly can't hit a 23.
Yeah, exactly. So going back just a little bit, I feel like this is one of those where you go, you know, every game, I think everybody, you always want to start fast and you always want to kind of, you know, get what you can as soon as you can and kind of maybe play from in front. I think this might be one of those games too, where I think getting off to a good start in this one, I mean, it's always important. I think it always sets a tone for things, but I almost feel like this one, based on the way Kentucky was last week with that, you know, that 44-6 loss, there's still got to be a little bit of hangover from that, a little bad taste in their mouth. Whereas if I think things go bad for Kentucky early, that's going to just
maybe
be
it
gets to be immeasurably better for Missouri at that point. So I think almost one of those things where, so yeah, how much of this is just, gosh, we just, you know, got to get off to a good start, because if you don't, then all of a sudden, you know, the game can have a whole different complexion to it. And if you can keep that team down when they're struggling, that's going to be a lot of what determines how this one goes, I think.
I agree with that. I think that's a pretty good argument, especially the Kentucky coming, that was a beatdown.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you get in a situation where you're down a couple scores again, that probably leaves some feeling there. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of what we've seen from Missouri's offense the last few weeks too. You know, jumped up to a 17-point lead each of the last 2 weeks. You were ahead early against Georgia. You know, it seems like the first half is kind of Missouri's strength on offense. Not necessarily the first drive or two, but
right.
But, you know, they'll get moving a little bit, get a touchdown or two in the first half, kick a field goal or two, and then go into halftime with a lead. That's been the case in a lot of the games. So, you know, if you can do that again, say another 17-point lead, that would be fantastic.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the situation where you can line up your defense and just say, all right, go do your job, take us to it.
Based on the way this season started and just kind of the way things kind of played out in the early season, we've seen a lot of, you know, quote-unquote must-win games in the last couple games for the Tigers, in the fact that you go, okay, this one's a must-win because otherwise the season spirals out of control. This one's a must-win because X, Y, and Z. We've had all these different reasons for why they become so big. This one, I feel like you got to win this one, because I don't think there's any way you win next week. Again, but we'll get to that next
right.
week, and they've proven that they can rise to the occasion against really good teams. But I just feel like the way Tennessee's going right now, that's not a great one. But I feel like this one, get this one, and this could just be such a big thing for, even if after then you play Tennessee, and if it doesn't go your way, you're 5-5, and you still could possibly finish 7-5. This all of a sudden takes on a lot more import. So how much pressure is there on the Tigers, you know, to come out and get a win on this one?
Not as much as the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
I'll throw
Fair enough.
That out there.
Sure.
Because the way we've talked about it, you know, when you're sitting at 2-4, you've got those two coming up that look like winnable games. You have to win both of those. Otherwise, the season spirals like we were talking about.
Sure.
This one's big. I mean, like, you know, like most games in college football.
Right. Right.
There's so few of them, everyone's pretty big. But
yeah.
This one, yeah, if you win it, you basically lock up a bowl, because New Mexico State should
right.
be a guaranteed win.
Yep.
And, you know, that locks in at least 6-6 for you.
Right.
Right?
That's
huge. I would say, you know, you've still got Arkansas at the end of the year, which, you know, it looks, I guess the situations look kind of swapped between Arkansas and Kentucky from what we were thinking earlier in the year.
Right.
But I think either one of those is winnable. Right? So it leaves you two opportunities to lock up that bowl win in a way that that you don't have next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So yeah, I think the last 2 weeks it was like, save the season time.
Okay.
This week it's like, this is one of our two chances to really lock up a bowl win, or a bowl game.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a lot better to do it early.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
A win this week would be huge for the program. You're basically guaranteeing that you're not going to be under 500.
Right.
You know, that would be absolutely huge. But I think it's slightly less pressure than we've had on them the last couple of weeks.
All right, then I'll just flat out ask you, do they get a win today at Faurot Field?
You know, I've talked about it a lot today, but I've been really, really impressed with the defense.
Yes.
And just looking at Kentucky's offense, it hasn't been what I expected. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll be another pretty low-scoring matchup. But yeah, I'll say Missouri jumps ahead in the first half and rides it out to a 20-17 win.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Kyle McArabi, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, visit newstribune.com and get game updates and more college sports content all week by following Kyle McArabi on Twitter at Kyle_McArabi. That's McArevy. Thanks for listening.